Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from someone who is working full time right now as a stockbroker. His first year out of college, he's making close to $100,000 a year. But his dream is to instead be a magician and go on America's Got Talent. So we're going to be talking about whether or not he should be pursuing his dreams and aspirations of being a magician on America's Got Talent, or whether or not he should be sticking with a stockbroker career earning six figures right out of college. So let's get into the call and see what all of this is about. So, John, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, man. What's up? First of all, I just want to say I'm a big fan. What's going on with you?
Not much. Yeah. Not much. What's going on?
I just reached out to you and got an interesting background. I was from a polygamous group, but it shaped me, and I started working at a young age, and so kind of made me be a hard worker, and so it's paying off dividends right now. It was tough when I was young, but it had its good sides for sure.
Yeah, I saw you had a Vice video that was done on you. I mean, yeah. That was incredible. I didn't watch the video because I wanted this to be a natural conversation of it. But to go from that to now you're a stockbroker. It's my understanding.
Yeah. So when I first left, my dad owned a lot of companies, and that's why I was working at a young age. Started working when I was 9. But my goal was to be a better businessman than him. And so I started studying entrepreneurship. Didn't feel like it was providing me the value, so I started studying finance, and that led me to being a stockbroker.
How are you doing right now as a stockbroker? How long have you been doing that for?
So I just graduated last year, 2018, around August, actually. And so I've been doing this for about a year. And it's been working out well. I'm on track to make 90 to 100K this year, first year out of college. My goal is to make 100K, depending on how my bonus turns out. I could do that, and that's pretty good for a first year out of college.
Congratulations, man. That's incredible to make $100,000 the first year out of college. That's amazing. So where do you see yourself going from here?
I like being a stockbroker, but part of me feels empty because I enjoy doing magic tricks and performing, but I haven't been doing that often. Last year, right when I graduated, I decided to rent out a theater, and I started selling tickets, and I actually filled up the theater, and so that went well, but it was a ton of work. And you know, my question for you is, how do you decide to go for something that you enjoy doing but it's risky and might not pay off in the end, you know, like YouTube?
Right. How much are you working right now as a stockbroker? What are your hours like, and how much free time do you have right now?
I probably work as a stockbroker about 50-55 hours, and I'm studying to become a certified financial planner. And so between that, it's about 60-65 hours a week. You know, I can push out a little bit more, and I like to work out, but I like to stay busy, but I want to, you know, do other things too.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thinking. It really just depends how badly you want to do that. You have way more hours in a week than 65 hours in a week. I mean, you could easily work an extra 25 hours a week on magic and still be just fine. I mean, it's going to be a busy schedule, but at this point, it really just depends how badly you want it. Don't give up your job as a stockbroker to pursue magic. That is my biggest recommendation. Mm-hmm. Don't ever give that up until your career in magic starts making as much money as you make working as a stockbroker. When that happens, you could decide, okay, I'm going to step back from that and I'm going to pursue magic. I would not give it up until then. Because here's the thing. Right now, you have the extra 30 hours in a week that you can work on the magic. That's the way, because that's how I was with YouTube. I mean, I was working full-time as a real estate agent about 6 days a week. I'd get home at 7, 8 p.m. at night, and I would work until about 2:30 in the morning doing YouTube videos. And I did that for over a year. Over the first year, I did that. And I somehow balanced the two. And it was a long hours, but if you really enjoy it, like if you really enjoy magic, it doesn't feel like work anyway. And you should just have a great time doing it, because for you, like for me, making YouTube videos was almost like therapeutic. Like it was something that I can go home and just have fun doing. I had more fun doing that than I had like going and hanging out with friends and stuff like that. So again, it just depends on how badly you want that. And if your goal is to pursue magic, go for it. And I think social media is a great place to do that, obviously, through, you know, Instagram, through YouTube. You can even do like the first little funny things on like TikTok for all I care. Anything on social media showing magic tricks, whether it's you demonstrating your tricks, you showing how-tos of your tricks and start gaining an audience from that, I think would be really great.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I totally agree. As someone that studied finance, it's not just about the potential reward, but also the risk and kind of doing both, because I don't probably need to spend 80 hours on magic. If I can spend 20 hours on magic, doing magic tricks and developing it that way, it makes a ton of sense for the risk and return. Yeah, that makes sense. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, of course. And another thing to consider is just how much time during the day you waste doing absolutely nothing productive. Like spending, let's say, 25 hours a week doing, let's say, performing magic or practicing magic. If you actually got a solid 20, 25 hours work straight of doing that without any distraction, you can get as much done in those 20 hours as someone else could with 60 hours a week, but they're just distracted and they're kind of like half-assing it, and maybe they're kind of, you know, taking little breaks here and there. You can get so much done if you really just tune everything out and work nonstop on that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Something that I really thought was cool is America's Got Talent, just because they put people on the show that have, you know, maybe haven't had a following before. And then they get this opportunity to show a lot of people what they like doing and to build a following. And it just inspires me every time I watch the show. So I've always wanted to be on that show and thinking of ways how to get there. Would you, if you were in my shoes, what would you try to do?
I wouldn't focus on getting on America's Got Talent. I mean, people win the lottery all the time, and it's great for them.
True.
But I would not be seeing America's Got Talent as like the end-all be-all of your career. You should instead focus on being the best magician that you could possibly be and doing that organically than you should getting on America's Got Talent. I think getting on the show, if it happens, is great. I think that's just, however, a byproduct of actually just being good at what you do. And I'm sure a lot of the people on America's Got Talent don't think to themselves, oh, I just want to be on America's Got Talent. They think, I want to be a really great singer or a performer. And just as a byproduct of being really good at that and loving that, they just happen to end up on the show. I don't think the show is ever one of the things they just see is like, oh, I just want that. Because I got to say, I mean, there is no shortcut to this. And for the small percentage of people who are on America's Got Talent and whose videos go viral, you have to think of the tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of people that audition on that, or even go on America's Got Talent, but they don't for some reason go viral, because you're not only talking about like getting on America's Got Talent, because that in and of itself is a tremendous feat for anybody, but then on top of that, you're talking about having that specific video go viral over the other dozens, if not hundreds, of other videos on America's Got Talent. You know, it should not be that you should not see that as a shortcut to anything, because there is no shortcut. Like, I get a lot of time people want shout outs on YouTube. They're like, bro, if I just get the shout out, all I need to do is just, if I just get the shout out, that'll be it. If I just do, and I'm like, come on, man. Like, I didn't get any shout outs when I first started. No one wanted to collab with me. I reached out to so many YouTubers. I'm not going to name names here. I reached out to so many YouTubers when I just got started because I wanted a shout out. I wanted to collab with people. Not one of them got back to me. Not one single person got back to me on something like that. And now I have a bigger following than them. So it's like, again, it's not like no beef or anything like that. And I'm sure no one remembers me reaching out to them like 2.5-3 years ago. But anyway, I mean, I didn't have any shortcuts. I didn't get any shout outs. So, I mean, there is no shortcut. You just got to be good at what you do. You got to focus on what you do instead than, you know, try to go viral with America's Got Talent. I wouldn't focus on that. Mm-hmm. Just be a good magician.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I don't want to tell you to give up on your dream here, but like, that should not be your focus. If your focus is that, I think you're doing something wrong. And that's just my opinion. Your focus should not be to do that.
Totally. I can see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you want to build a following, lasting following, shout out. It's not going to last at all. That makes sense.
Here's another one too, is that I forget the exact saying or something like that. I'm going to try to make sense of this. But someone was saying it's better to build a longer lasting audience because you know it's going to be more sustainable and you're going to be prepared on how to handle that than if it's just overnight, all of a sudden you have a huge following and you have no idea what to do with it. That's more detrimental to you than slowly building it up over time and kind of easing into it. It's kind of like the frog in a simmering pot, where you get used to the temperature over on, so it's not some like huge shock when you just get into a boiling pot and all of a sudden it's scalding water.
Yeah, dude, appreciate it. I've always wanted to do more of it, and I'm having fun as a stockbroker, but I just feel like I'm missing that little piece there. But just doing it on the side as much as I can, I think can fill that void, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Do it on the side, do it on weekends, do it after work, do it before work, whatever. You're going to find a way to make it happen if you really like it enough and continue working as a stockbroker until that crossover happens where all of a sudden you're making more from magic than you are from working as a stockbroker.
Yeah, and there's a lot of growth for my company too. So it's like it's a ton of fun and there's a lot of opportunity there. So,
but here's my thought too. Even if you don't make it financially as a magician, it doesn't mean you still can't do it, because it seems like you're not necessarily doing it for the money. It's because you love doing it. So I think that's right. The most important. If you love doing it and you find fulfillment in that, it doesn't need to be your main career. I know that would be fun to think of it as like your 100% career here, but it doesn't need to be. And you could still have just as much fulfillment making a ton of money as a stockbroker while also getting to live the life of a magician on the side.
Yeah, totally agree. Appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, man. You too. I really appreciate it. And keep me posted.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. All right,
you got it.
Thanks. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to, as always, destroy the like button, destroy the subscribe button, destroy the notification bell. Go and add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And for anyone who doesn't know, I have a main channel. It's just my name. It's Graham Stephan, because I now have a feeling we got a lot of new people on this channel who have no idea about my other channel. So my other channel is just, it's my name. It's Graham Stephan, so make sure to subscribe there. We're getting close to a million subscribers over there, which is crazy. So let's beef up those numbers a little bit. If you wouldn't mind just going over and subscribing on that one, that would be great. And thank you again for watching, and until next time.